Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A little Nickelback for our buddy Jeremy Springer.
Good guess.
No, I knew this was Nickelback. Because somebody claims they all sound the same. Is that true of Nickelback songs?
Yes. It's pretty formulaic.
Ultimately, but that formula worked for a brief window, but yeah.
Listen, I'd
the
give,
music snob, it's pretty formulaic.
I'd give my you-know-what for one of those Nickelback hits.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. I'm just, it is what it is. Okay, anyway, Bruins win 4-3. I can't say what I was going to say about the goal scorer you just heard, because I'm not allowed to. I believe my field is full for my guys, so I can't say my guy Ustinov. But
you actually had him last year when he was acquired.
I should have kept him.
Yeah.
But your guy Korpisalo, 37 saves. So 37 saves in a win compared to what Swayman does. Was it 17 saves in a loss? Because they only took 24 shots and he gave up 7 goals. Bruins have won 2 in a row and are now sort of middle of the pack. And I know it's early and we're talking about different things like, yeah, they could be in the lottery conversation. They could be in the wild card conversation. Fitzy, I think the big question, though, is 2 games in a row. They've played not Jeremy Swayman, your number one goalie. They've played Korpisalo. And if he plays one more, they will have the same number of games played to this point in the season, even though Swayman's your big money guy. Even though when they signed Swayman, if you remember a year ago, do you remember the number that we were told he wanted to play? That was 55 games. He
was wanted 55 to 60 versus like 20 to 25 for the backup, right?
55. Right now, yeah. They're on pace to basically split it 40-something to 40-something here, 41-41. Mm-hmm. Is there a legitimate conversation right now as to who the number one goaltender is on the Boston Bruins?
First, shout out for all the middle schoolers that are Bruins fans. Right now, they are 6-7, so there you go. And
the word
yes.
of the year. Did you see that crap?
Wait,
they added that to like the dictionary as the word or phrase or something of the year.
That is amazing. I can't tell you how many kids and teachers were dressed as 6 and 7 at my third grader's Halloween parade earlier this morning. It's the number one costume. Pumpkins with 6, 7 carved into it. We're obsessed. Anyway, yes, we do, Andy. And we're not supposed to. Because one goalie makes 3 times as much as the other one. One goalie is supposed to be the face of your franchise or the auxiliary face of the franchise next to David Pastrnak. One goalie is coming off of the World Cup of International Hockey or whatever, some tournament from the summertime that was supposed to have helped him find his game again and has been anything but a lead goaltender. It's starting to remind me of when Tuukka had the reins basically in 2010. And then had that epic comeback against him by the Blackhawks in the postseason. Then Tim Thomas took over the next year because he just went on a heater and Tuukka might have been injured. This is sort of now like, is Korpisalo Tim Thomasing Swayman's Tuukka at this point? Because it's inarguable that he's playing better hockey. The other night, 35 shots against, 33 saves. Last night, what was it, 40 shots on, 37 saves? Like, dude is on a run right now. And if Sturm's anything, your guy, then you got to play the hot goalie until otherwise notified.
Previously, I would have said it is inarguable because I think Corpusalo is playing better right now, too. Except there's a website that our friend Razor told me to look at. It's called moneypuck.com. And when I go down the rabbit hole that is, and I go down the goals saved above expected, it's where we're supposed to look for goaltenders because you got to take into account the defense and everything that's going on around them. Jeremy Swayman is ranked 32nd in goals saved above expected. Do you think Corpusalo is higher or lower than that, Fitzy?
I'm following the narrative, and I've done sports radio for a couple of days, so I'm going to say lower.
Yeah. So 32nd for Jeremy Swayman, and then I'll scroll a little bit more. Don't have a huge screen on my laptop, so I got to scroll a little bit to get down to 54th. So if you take goaltenders, he's basically a bad backup based on this statistic, and yet feels like we're having this conversation. Marco Sturm was asked about it after the game. He was asked a somewhat interesting question about, you know, would you keep going with the hot hand for 3, 4, 5 games, which I think that's a little bit misleading because there's a big difference between 3 and 5. But let's listen to what Marco Sturm said when he was asked about his hot hand goaltender.
Would you consider going with a hot hand here and playing him for 3, 4, 5 in a row?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I gotta sleep and make my decision tomorrow. But start of the season, I would say no, just because we have so many games coming up, and we have actually the luxury to have two really, really good goaltenders. So I'm not sure yet.
Beginning of that answer sounded like he just played 18 innings in the World Series. Yeah. I don't know. I just need some sleep.
I really don't know. I can't answer that right now. I don't know. I gotta sleep.
I actually think the I don't knows were BS. The I can't answer that right now was the real answer, because I think he has the answer, and it's Corpusalo. He wants to go with the hot goalie. He's sick of the crap that is Swayman, even though the numbers that Razor tells me to look at tells me Swayman's a little better.
Could those numbers mean anything? There's also a stat called saves, and that's the one that I tend to look at. Not goals saved above expectation or whatever, like just flat out saves. Who saved more shots? So far, it's been Corpusalo. I'll go with the guy that's not good at exercise sports, but is actually good between the pipes.
Dan Ball, should I read or lead anything into Lauri being benched and not being a part of the mix anymore, and that potentially helping out the goaltender?
Yeah, absolutely. Or at least being given.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a lesser role.
Yeah.
He checked his way back in on that final pairing, but yeah, I think the Zadorov-McAvoy pairing has been a lot better the last two games, and we talked about that last year. As much as Swayman was to blame, their defense and their defensive zone presence was also atrocious, so yeah, that's a big part of it. And I wanted to pay a quick compliment to your boy Marco Sturm, because I think he's been pressing the right buttons consistently for the last week. You elevate Kuznetsov up to the top line, and that line with Lindholm and Pasternak was great. Now he's centering the top line because Lindholm's hurt, so that's worked. Geeky on the third line had worked. Zadorov-McAvoy pairing worked. And he's pressing the right buttons with the goalie as well. So I like the way he's managing these assets that, again, aren't that great.
But I think this is one of the biggest buttons, because we all know Swayman is a different human being. There's a lot that goes into, I think, potentially managing Swayman, who is paid to be your number one goalie, and he's in the second year of an eight-year deal here. I think he wants to go with Korpisalo. I think he just doesn't. He wants to manage it properly. I don't know. If I was being cynical, I could think, does he even have to check with Cam Neely and anybody in the front office? Is this like an organizational decision? Because I think he just flat out wants to go with the hot goalie. I also think just going with him for a third game is not the same as five games. And that's why the question kind of bothered me, because the 3 and 5 are sort of dramatically different answers there if you're just going to flat out run him into the ground because he's hot. Yes, Dan.
And even the third game, which is tomorrow afternoon, is against Carolina, who's been one of the best teams in the NHL so far. So normally you reserve those big games, the Colorado-type opponent, for Jeremy Swayman. But Fitzy cited a great example of Tuukka Rask and Tim Thomas. The Penguins did it with Matt Murray and Marc-Andre Fleury and won a cup because of it. So there is a precedent if you're willing to accept that your higher-paid goalie is not the better goalie.
And how is your higher-paid goalie going to take that, Fitzy?
You know what? Don't really care. Hopefully that would light a fire under his ass, insult his professionalism, or make him want to play better, because it's undeniable that he has not played up to standard, up to the way Korpisalo has, nor has he lived up to his contract.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's 3 o'clock. That means Ted Johnson will join the fun. It means it's time for our three-point stances, and I think Fitzy is in a fight with a streaming service, or at least wants to yell at some angst going on with some streaming services in the rich-get-richer world of cable television and non-cable TV. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.